This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia. Naval Forces Europe and Africa Band performed at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo in Scotland, August 10th. Chief musician Tony Smouse, member of the U.S. Sea Service Band, talked about the origins of the military tattoo.
A military tattoo comes from the old Dutch Navy. When they would call their sailors in, they would say tap-too, which means like closing the tap. And so they would send a drummer to drum, you know, the tap-too, that the tavern or bar owners along the piers would close their taps so the soldiers and sailors would go home because there's no more beer flowing. And then it became more of like a contest between each leadership. My tap two is better than yours because now I have four drums, or I have bagpipes for my tap two. And it just developed into what we have here now at the world's largest and longest running military tattoo. This is the 74th year for the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
He also talked about the importance of music in the military.
We love going around the world and showing what music can bring culturally, diplomatically, and militarily. We bridge a lot of gaps. Music is the universal language, and we're able to open a lot of doors for senior leadership to have conversations with maybe some difficult or some testy waters.
He finished by giving out contact info for anyone interested in becoming a musician in the Navy.
If you are interested in playing for Navy music, you can find us at U.S. Navy Fleet Bands. If you do a Google search, it'll take you to our audition processes. We hold auditions for different instruments throughout different cities, and there's a coordinator there that will be happy to answer all of your questions about becoming an MU, the best job in the greatest Navy.
Reporting from Navsteer Rota, I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia.
I'm Chief Musician Tony Smouse. I'm currently a member of the Naval Forces Europe and Africa Band, and we're here at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, along with our sister services from the Coast Guard and the Marine Corps, and we've established the U.S. Sea Service Band. I was very excited when I got orders, and my boss said that I was going to be involved in planning this trip around, and I was very excited to do this again. It's an incredible organization. So this is an incredible organization. There are over 17 nations represented, and I would say most of them speak English. And music is the universal language, but it is really fun to see all the different versions of English dialect between Australia, Scotland, us as Americans, the different British accents, South America, there's groups from India and all over, and it's almost like we have to translate for each other when we're speaking English, but it's been really a great experience.